King Arthur, published by Burlington Books, 2001. Chapter 1. Canterbury. It was Christmas time in the year 450 AD. King Uther Pendragon of Britain was dead. All the knights in Britain decided to go to the cathedral in Canterbury to choose a new king. The knight, Sir Ector, his son Kay, and their squire, Arthur, were on their way to Canterbury. Kay stopped. "Oh, no, I haven't got my sword," he said. "Arthur, go home and get it."
"Be careful, Arthur," said Sir Ector. "There are robbers in the forest, and there's a dragon on the hill near the village. Take the other road."
Arthur went to Sir Ector's castle. When he arrived, nobody was at home. Arthur didn't have a key for the door. Arthur returned to Canterbury with no sword. All the knights were in the cathedral. Arthur didn't know what to do. He saw a sword in a big stone next to the cathedral. The sword was called Excalibur. There were words on the stone, but Arthur didn't read them. He pulled the sword from the stone and went to find Sir Ector and Kay. Sir Ector and the other knights saw Arthur with the sword. They ran to look at the stone and read the words on it.
"Arthur, put the sword into the stone and pull it from the stone again."
Arthur did it. It was easy. Then the knights knew that Arthur was the new king.